So he didn't use by wire till when you were young and it was all rail.
No, and I had a little,
everybody used bone wire.
Little oil and nothing but very slim. The bottom of it about as big around as that.
Time.
But just about so high. It made just a little blaze.
Any
hooks on it, like that?
Granny, did you ever make any fences out of rocks?
For the big,
make what?
Any fences out of rocks?
I put a rice bucket in the middle.
You know, when you're clearing a field, what would you do with all the loose, big rocks?
Lord, that'd be worn out.
Pile them up in the edge of the woods, the edge of bushes somehow.
But they never use them to make fences?
George, what?
Rod.
Okay, Granny, what do you call your best dishes?
We had a side
chiney. Silver. Silver wire and chiney wire. Well,
did you ever see these little china eggs?
China what?
Eggs. Little toy eggs. What would you use to carry water in, Granny, from the well?
Well, I always called it a bucket. A whole lot of people call it a bale.
A bale?
Yeah. Pail. Pail. Put water in.
Well, okay. The one you used, was it made out of wood or was it made out of metal?
Well, I had a wooden water bucket in time, and it was cedar. Cedar water bucket.
Yeah.
Way back, people used to have cedar water
bucket.
Why did they have cedar?
Well, I don't know. That's all it kind of had.
Someone once said it.
And had brass, about this wide bands around them. You know?
Yeah. Someone said they gave the water an extra good flavor, that cedar wood. I don't know if that's true.
Well, after you use it a while, it tasted like cedar for a while, but after you used it a while, like it didn't.
Okay, Greg, what'd you use to milk a cow?
Well, I used a bucket.
You call that a bucket or a pail or a bale?
I always called it a molasses bucket. That's what I helped in.
That's what you used to put my lunch in when I went to school, was a molasses bucket.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? Okay, what do you call a bucket you use to feed the pigs in?
Just
a bucket, I guess.
Well, what do you call the stuff you fed the pigs?
Everything can be dirty on the weekend. Get everything dirty in that wash.
All the leftovers from dinner and everything.
Oh, slop. Okay. Talking about slop bucket.
We had iron.
Yeah, we had a blender on the outside of the kitchen. And had a shelf made out there on the outside. And set the slop bucket on that. And we'd pour dishwater on that slop bucket. And all that slop would take it. Daddy would take it.
You believe that? The dishwater, everything went to the pigs.
Daddy would take it. And he had a hog trough. And he'd pour that slop in that hog trough. And boy, they'd just go away.
God. Isn't that something?
Washed out in the yard with a rub board and had a batting block about so high.
Okay, what'd you fry eggs in?
I fried eggs in an iron skillet and I cooked everything stewed and a black dinner kettle.
Okay, you have different size skillets. What would you call them?
Small. I had small skillet and large ones.
There was a ladder.
Did you fry them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what would you fry them in? Skillet?
Skillet. Uh-huh. Fry them in skillet.
Okay. What did you use? What did you wash your clothes in?
Plank washing tub and rub board.
Okay. What did you make your soap in?
And wash kettle.
Wash kettle.
Well, I made soap. I made a lot of soap with lye out of old butter, old grease, and made cakes of soap out of that. Wash.
Granny, what do you call that thing? You know, the big round black thing that you wash clothes in.
That's what to boil them. That's wash kettle that you boil the clothes in.
You call that a kettle then?
Yeah.
That's not the same thing you make the lye and soap in, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the same thing you make the soap into?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay,
Well, I collected flowers on the outside.
A little something you put flowers in it.
Vase, flower vase.
All right. Okay, when you set the table, what different kind of eating utensils do you?